This is David Gray welcoming you to the 283rd edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday the 4th of May 2017. Any views expressed by contributors to this edition are their own and not necessarily those of our officers and trustees. This month's news team is led by editor Doug Simpson, and the news items on the next 24 tracks are taken from the Hebdenbridge Times and Todmorden News, unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled, as usual, by Peter Gibson. The magazine starts with the monthly quiz from Jenny Coleman, followed by an announcement from the British Wireless for the Blind Fund, and Alison Greenwood's first recording with the new head of Age UK in Todmorden, Alexandra Boyle. Next, we have three poems about spring from Glenys Halliday, followed by the first part of Campbell Malone's interview with James Gregory about Todmorden Pride. Next, Kevin Emmett brings us the first in a series of monologues by people featured in a local exhibition called Portraits from a Town, which can be seen at Todmorden Town Hall over the next 12 months. In this first piece, we hear from Paul Cheeseborough, local magician and illusionist, and we'll be bringing you more of these monologues in future months. After that, John Hodgson talks to Susan O'Neill, the green-fingered columnist who writes the gardening notes in the Age UK newsletters. And we end the magazine section with another poem from Glenys and the answers to this month's quiz from Jenny. In this month's Info Spot section, Chris Gill's selection of articles from the National Info Sound Service are entitled New Types of Cane, Time to Vote Again, Telephone Befriending Service, How to Remember Phone Numbers, and Blind Veterans UK. But now it's time for the news, which is being recorded this month by Kevin Emmett and read by myself, Jenny Coleman, Doug Simpson, and Patrick Smith. So now, over to Jenny for the first item.